Pull it down. Hundred of that. Yeah, I remember two different quotes.
How are you feeling over there?
I remember asking how much to install it. It was like $3,900. I don't know that I asked how much to pay.
I'm
not asking them. Because they would have sticker shot. I want to sell them on the store. Or if they mention it on that. And it does come down on the store. It's not the first time they've heard that. That's right. So when I call you, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm about my dog.
All right, y'all ready? All right, we'll kick off this meeting of Budget and Finance, and I'm immediately going to turn it over to Treasurer Sanson for a financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can everybody hear me there? Yes, sir. I'm good. What we're going to do real quick is we're going to go over, since we didn't have a Budget and Finance last month, we're going to kind of briefly hit the highlights from last year, and we will probably do this again in March, at the end of February, when all the spending is done. Obviously, the 2024 budget, we'll briefly hit that again, just kind of give an overall kind of synopsis, more or less, of what 2024 looked like. So I just want to hit a few highlights on this summary sheet. You heard these numbers last month and before, but we can go a little bit more in depth into them here in Budget Finance. So we kind of general fund 1,000. The ending balance was 4,185,43.11. I think the carryover number was projected at about 4.5 million. And one column that I've added here for the last month is net income. So that's just saying how much you spent over how much we brought in. Net income is -710,000. But what I want y'all to remember on that is we've got a bill out to ABC for about 960. This is short, so I can't really see here. 996, which has not come in as of 12/31, and still hasn't come in. I talked to the sheriff's office, and they're working on that, trying to get with ACD to figure out why that's not here yet. If that money had come in like it was supposed to, we would have been over the 4.5 million carryover, and we had also been positive on our net income. It's a timing issue. We'll add some of that revenue. We really won't take much of that revenue in 2025 until we see that it's here. When it does get here, we can cut some of those numbers on the other side. County road ending balance was 7,522,970. County road sales tax, 3,174,107.20. Animal welfare and control fund, 3,404. 1,653,899.54. Criminal justice sales tax fund, 3,407. 2,578,890.91. You can see they ran just a small deficit there. I'll say small deficit. Ran a deficit there of $173,000 a day. Coronavirus relief, 1,005,967,736.85. American Rescue Plan, 3046, 4,141,733.87. And American Revenue Replacement, 1006, 8,668,527.22. You notice on the transfers out, the $1 million transferred out of County General, $11,333 transferred out of American Rescue Plan, and $10 million into revenue replacement. So in the American Rescue Plan last year, we moved out $1.3 million, moved $10 million of that went to revenue replacement. The other $1.3 million was interest income that moved over into a county general fund. Are there any questions kind of on the 2024, where we landed on everything, kind of where we expected to be? These numbers are the only number that really is not a surprise, but we knew what coming in was going to come in was the not getting the essentially $1 million from ACD that we expected. But we know where it is, and we're to get it. It's receivable. It's just when. Are there any other questions on any of that that y'all want to talk about?
Are we going to go over on these other pages, I guess, maybe a look back on our revenues as a whole, or do you have any notes on just overall revenues for last year? And
no, but looking short enough, I just don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay.
Revenues, of course, were up slightly, but we anticipated that. I think they're up 3.7% with where we landed. Tell you what, next month, let me read
it. Okay, I was really just asking to see if you had any comments on revenues.
Revenues were almost exactly what we were expecting.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there were no surprises. Once again, we know kind of what's trending up and what's trending down, you know, what revenue funds are.
Yeah.
Just the amount that's the real downturn or the real revenue shortfall is in the housing. And we know it's kind of the issues not here. So other than that, everything else is pretty much across the board.
The revenue for the Department of Revenue annual welfare tax was $189,338. Is that all?
No, that's not just volunteer tax. We had a real good interest year, as y'all know. Okay, so interest rates have begun falling, but we were locked into a lot of stuff. We you know, on our CD program and also on our investment program. So we got a good rate this year. When you have $1.5 million, and I can break that all stuff down for you if you want me to. I just don't have that in front of me right here. Interest rates, I'm going to say there's probably, just a guess, probably 60,000 or so. And there are a little bit of fees in there. I think we can lower some of that at one time. Those fees are starting to show up.
Is there, could you create a report where we can
see
all volunteer tax?
I sure can. You want it over the years?
That'd be great.
I've got it, I just got it updated. Anything else there that y'all want to see, talk about?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Since we're short at $996,000 that we're waiting on, what is the impact of the county since we've been waiting now 2 months? Are we having to borrow from someplace else?
No. We're fine. We're going to be fine there. We were, as far as budgeting goes, I think 2025 year, I believe that there's $921,000 that's not budgeted. That's expecting a $4.5 million carryover. So even if we take the carryover down $400,000, which we're going to in April, we still have nearly $500,000 there. It's not appropriate. It's available. It's okay. So when we get to that point, we'll also, once we get this money in from ACD, we will probably kick up that revenue in that line item. If you take everything as a whole, 24 and 25 together, we're really talking about $400,000 over roughly what we anticipated. As far as the carryover goes, and what's anticipated. Any okay. Are y'all good with that? Like I said, y'all know that I'm always around if you need me. So call, come by, whatever you need to do. We'll discuss anything you'll discuss in depth. Anything that you will see, I'll definitely make it work. Next sheet is the sales tax number. Like I said, we went over this a little bit, and you're going to see we're probably going to fall back on this sheet here in a minute too. So sales tax for the year, let's go. Sales tax for the month of December was $1,212,307.83. For the year was $14,723,523.04. So for the year, we were up 5.81%. For the month to month, we were up 3.76%. And I think we've talked about this on a number of occasions about the anomaly we had last year. Right? We think it's about a $400,000 anomaly. And as you see there, month-to-month, January 24 versus January 23 was up 44%. You're going to see over here in just a second that, I say you are, that we're down 24% this month, January 25 to the 54. You know, it's all going to wash, right? So we're not going to be terribly concerned about this January's number, just like we were not terribly concerned about the other side. So if you take that $400,000 anomaly out, I think we're up about 2.76% or something like that when I ran those numbers. Still about the 3% range, right where we need to be. You know, we know inflation's coming down. We still have a little bit of inflation. Inflation's coming down. I think that's going to be kind of right in line. If we can see 3% growth in sales tax every year, I'm going to be happy. That's why I'd really rather be than the 16 and 17% that we saw, even I think 16 and 18%. And then last year it was like 80%. So that just kind of tells us, unless something else changes, that I think our inflation may be kind of getting back into normal levels. So there's still some good growth in sales tax. 14.7, if you take out the $400,000, it's 14.3. And 14.3, I think, is what my projection is. Because I want to stay level. Yeah, 14.3 is what we're projecting 25. So all these numbers are kind of matching what we projected. There's no surprises here. Are there any questions about sales tax? Okay, if y'all will, let's go over our normal packet here. And this is January 1st, 2025. This is summary statements for report, January 1st, 2025 to January 31st, 2025. County General Fund 1,000, $3,982,697.61. County Road Fund 2,000, $7,396,315.20. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3,402, $3,078,645.11. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3,404, $1,636,887.55. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3,407. $1,955,513.02. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1,005, $973,407.93. American Rescue Plan 3046, $4,037,187.83. ARP Revenue Replacement 1,006, $8,659,224.62. There's not a whole lot that's went on in 1 month. Y'all know that. We kind of talk about that all the time. February is kind of a dead month to report. So, you know, revenues, really, we've not started collecting current sales tax yet, so revenues will be kind of low. It will be that way for February and March as well. And our expenses will exceed our revenues for the first 3 months of the year when we start getting sales tax money. There's nothing, like I said, there's really nothing there as far as the only thing might be down here on expenditures for criminal justice sales tax. Fund 3407 spent 14% of their budget. I talked to Ms. Woolley. They had a bunch of one-time expenses that they spent in January. They understand what's going on there. I just didn't know if it was an accounting issue or something. I checked with them, but they know what's going on. But it's a one-time expense. It's going to work out as the year goes. So no real problems, no real issues there. Page two, our normal page two is the chart of county general revenue. There's no chart this month because there's one data point and it doesn't show up on the chart, so it doesn't. So next month we'll see that come back. The normal page three, which is our page two today, sales tax for January, $1,175,531.54. And as we talked about a while ago, that's down 24.26% of our versus January last year. We don't know why, but I think we'll be fine when it all works itself out. Coming to the next page, there's nothing really to see there. 25.5, I guess it didn't show up, but projected revenue for 2025 is $14,300,000. And the last page is the chart. And we've talked about this on this chart before. There's a huge plateau kind of on the one-year moving average. And y'all see that there. We knew it was going to come down. We really thought that it would drop below the 3 months. It looks like they just kind of met there. But as it works out, the one-year moving average will continue to climb slightly, but it will not be as kind of as high as that plateau. The three-month moving average should move above it in the next couple months, and we should kind of look back like we looked before 1.24. Okay. Are there any questions about any of that? Yes, sir.
For the American Rescue Plan and the ARPA revenue replacement, I guess
yes.
Those are both federal grants or federal?
So all of that money is coming from the American Rescue Plan. There was, and I'll let Mr. Murphy probably talk about this more than I can, but there's a contingency that $10 million can be used for whatever you want to. So it's essentially county general money. We put it in a 1,000 fund separate from our normal operating fund. But it doesn't have the same stipulations as the Fund 3046.
So, I guess,
Murphy, am I correct in saying that?
Yep. Sorry. So I guess my question is, with everything we've seen in Washington, D.C., with them, you know, cracking down on how funds are going out, have we had any issues, or do you think that we might have any issues withdrawing these funds?
These funds were deposited to Butler County Treasurer's Office in June of 2022 and June of 2023, if my recollection is right. They were both in June. It could have been in 21 and 22. I can't remember what years they were. This is part of the $24 million that we got from the American Rescue Plan. They are in our bank account, and they have to be spent by the end of 2026, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Or return to the federal government.
Thank you.
Not only is the money in the bank, we're earning interest on it.
Yeah, and honestly, we... that's something we'll talk about at a later date, but we've done fairly well with interest on our
funds. Okay.
Which, once again, is county general money that is now on.
Thank you, Treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Like I said, guys, especially Mr. Meeks, anytime that you will come by and talk about budget stuff or overall county financing, just give me a call.
I'll take you up on that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I think we have one ordinance in front of us for consideration tonight. Do I have a motion for 25-04?
I move that we have an open discussion on the proposed ordinance 2504.
All right. This is our kind of normal appropriations ordinance. The first two sections in here deal mainly with, I believe, Judge Clausen's grant that he got, so it's putting that in the buckets they need to. And then I'll just say as well that section 4 is kind of more of a correction from our budgeting process. This is not new money. This is just moving it from one fund, or not from one fund, but from one expenditure line item into another, so that we can appropriately purchase the equipment that needs to be purchased. This goes back to the consolidation that we're working on with the city economy. I'll open up for you. Y'all have any questions or anything?
Do we know what section 4, what that $375,000 is going to be used for?
Has something to do with consolidation. I'll see if Administrator Higgins can add some more color.
Make sure getting a mark on for equipment at the 911 center. We're purchasing some different consoles because of the merger, and that's the equipment. And believe it or not, we had to make an adjustment today. $60,000 in taxes. Yeah, so that's just in the city economy.
So you're saying if we moved the courthouse outside the city of Conway, that we would have to pay less in sales tax when we buy things?
Oftentimes when we purchase things at OEM and at the road shop is in the county,
right,
we don't pay any city tax, so we try to purchase things road shop where we can, and this we couldn't, and so there's just a difference.
Not buying hamburger.
mayor online too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all have any more questions on this? Good. All right. All in favor of passing 25-04 on the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. In opposition. We have a short agenda tonight. Justice Meeks, thanks so much for being in budget and finance.
Good.
Motion to adjourn? Motion? Second. All right. Thank you. I want to step on